Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. LSU taking care of business last night against McNeese, 14-1 in a victory. They head to Lexington, Kentucky, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for another SEC series. Coach, how are you? I would imagine yesterday's win was certainly welcomed, considering how you described practice going on Monday for you guys.
Yeah, sure was nice to win a game. It's always better to win than lose. Yeah, I was a little concerned after we had the tough weekend against the number one team in the country, and we practiced on Monday, and it wasn't really a great practice. I was really concerned that we might come out a little flat on Tuesday, but actually the contrary was fortunately the truth. The guys came out and played a really strong game, and we played well in every phase and had a nice victory against a really solid McNeese team that had just won two games in Hammond against Southeastern Louisiana. So, you know, there were a lot of smiles on the team last night, and everybody felt good and put us in a good frame of mind as we get ready to go to Lexington.
Coach, bad news over the weekend. Jaden Hill going down with a UCL injury in his elbow. You guys have already put out that he is going to miss the remainder of the season. You guys are going to sideline him, but has it been determined whether he's going to need corrective surgery or would rest do?
No, I think he's going to need surgery, Christian. It's a really sad situation. You know, it's not going to be something that's going to ruin his career. He's going to be able to bounce back from it. You know, you hate to use the word routine, but this has happened to so many players now, so many pitchers in baseball. You know, they tear that ulnar collateral ligament, the UCL, and they have this surgery that is commonly referred to as Tommy John surgery, and they reconstruct the elbow, becomes stronger than ever, and the pitcher recovers and is able to salvage their career. I don't doubt that Jaden will be drafted. He'll probably be drafted very high. He'll get a significant signing bonus, and the organization will rehabilitate him. His career will be put on hold a little bit, and then he'll come back stronger than ever, and I'm sure he'll go on to have a fantastic professional career. But it's just sad that it's a little bit of a roadblock, you know, a little pothole in his career, and it's obviously going to affect our team. But it was sad when it happened, but Jaden's a strong kid, a strong of mind, and he'll recover from this and go on and have, like I said, a good professional career.
It may be a little early in the week for you to announce this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Have you and Alan Dunn settled on a guy that could be in that weekend rotation to replace Hill?
Yeah, it's a guy by the name of TBA. You might have heard of him.
to be announced.
Yeah, to be announced.
Coach, you miss all the shots you don't take. You know what I mean?
He pitches a lot. He pitches for a lot of teams. It's amazing. But what we're going to do, Christian, is we're going to move A.J. Labus to the game two. Landon Marceau will pitch on Friday, and then A.J. Labus will pitch Saturday. And we're not going to hold anything back in games one and two. So I don't want to really announce a starting pitcher for game three and just have everybody available. If we have a chance to win a game, we're just going to, you know, throw everybody that we need to. I don't want to hold a guy back for Sunday if that guy can help us win a game on Friday or Saturday. And then we'll just kind of reshuffle after Saturday's game and see who's available. But the candidates are pretty obvious. You know, you have Blake Money, Garrett Edwards, possibly Will Helmers. All of them are possibilities to start on Sunday. But like I said, if one of them can help us win a game on Friday or Saturday, we're going to utilize them instead of saving them.
Now, Coach,
Maneri, is this a fair assessment? Going into Kentucky series, very similar maybe when y'all took the road to Tennessee. You know, the LSU fan base, they said, well, it's hard to sweep a team, but we should beat a team like Tennessee. We should beat a team like Kentucky and win two out of three. Do you feel that pressure and the expectations considering the task at hand? Because, you know, when you look at the SEC and all the teams that are ranked, the Tiger fans still are optimistic and say, well, we're going to go to Kentucky. I think we're going to kind of turn things around and hopefully win two out of three.
Well, I mean, you know, it's easy to sit back and say those things, Bobby, because, you know, to analyze it. But when you get out there on the field and trying to actually win the game, it's hard because these teams are all good. You know, Tennessee is ranked, I don't know, seventh or eighth in the country. You know, they're all very good teams. And last night, Kentucky went on the road and beat Louisville, who's ranked fifth in the country. I mean, Kentucky's got a really good, solid team. And, you know, we got our work cut out for us. So I try not to think in those terms because I know how hard it is to win a game on a single day. So our goal is to win the game Friday. And then after that game is over, hopefully we'll have won. And then we're going to turn our attention to Saturday and hopefully win that one. I don't want to limit us to winning a series, and I don't want to, you know, say we should sweep or win two out of three or even win one. We just got to go out there and play our game and hopefully have something good and positive happen. You know, the record doesn't lie. We've dug ourselves a huge hole, and there is only one way to get out of that hole, and that's to fight like crazy. But if we think we can win seven games in one weekend, that's not possible. You know, we got to just chip away, and there's still 21 games left in the regular season in the SEC, and you know, we're going to have to beat somebody, and we got to start winning some series, and we might have to sweep somebody. There's no denying that fact, but there's still a long way to go, and a lot of people are going to beat each other up, and it's hard to figure out how it's all going to happen. That's what the pundits get to do. You know, they get to sit back and figure it all out.
Right.
Me, I just got to get the team ready to play, and we got to go out there, and we got to play like crazy and hopefully win the game. And then turn our attention to the next game. I don't think it's unfair at all to assess it that way, and that's what people do. And that's why, you know, it's fun to coach at LSU. It's fun to play at LSU because so many people are interested and care so much. But I got to just concern myself with one game at a time, and we got to get a win and then move on to the next game.
Now, Coach Maneri, I know when you're pitching and you look at pitching, hitting, pitching, how that unfolds. I know you can't walk batters. Or you cannot hit batters. You cannot give those free bases. But where are you at right now? To me, I think I've been a little disappointed as far as we have to score more runs. We rank near the bottom of the conference in several major offensive categories, batting average, strikeouts, runs scored, and all that. So does that come into play where I know you won your KG82, where we're not walking batters, and we're having that efficiency from a pitching standpoint. But I know you've challenged the guys, and it's amazing. Look, South Alabama, McNeese State, all the runs we score. But to me, that's where it has to come into play. Does that affect the lineup and who you're starting as far as hitting versus defense, what occurs going forward?
Bobby, we got to get better at everything. You know, I mean, again, the numbers don't lie. You know, We're hitting .201 in conference games after nine ball games. And listen, this past weekend we faced a lot of future major league pitchers, not just Rocker and Leiter. You know, the third starter for Vanderbilt's going to get drafted in the second or third round. Schultz, you know, the closer on Sunday was throwing 97 miles an hour. Murphy, I mean, he's a top draft. I mean, we're running up against some really great arms. And, you know, we've had a couple of games out of nine. You know, the third game against Mississippi State, we scored eight runs. The second game at Tennessee, we had 16 hits and scored eight runs. You know, we've had a couple of glimpses, a couple of blips there where we've showed some spunky offense, but we haven't been able to do it consistently. And we struck out too much. You know, that's the most concerning thing to me is the strikeouts offensively. You know, we've had a runner at third base with less than two outs at a pivotal time in like three different ball games with a real good hitter up, one of our key guys up, and all we needed to do was put the ball in play, and we struck out.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that one run maybe would have made the difference in the game, but when you score a run and you get an early lead, or you tack on a run and now you get a two-run lead, it changes the complexion of the game a lot. So we just got to get better at taking advantage of those opportunities and putting the ball in play, and maybe the games take a little bit different, route. If you make a football analogy, you might be winning by, a score of 3-0, and you convert that 3rd-and-8 play and you keep the drive moving. Instead of having to settle for a field goal, you settle for the field goal, you go up 6-0. Now the other team comes back, scores a touchdown. All of a sudden,
right,
you've been dominating the game. You're losing 7-6,
yeah.
And that's what happens in baseball. You got to take advantage of your opportunities when you have them against a good ball club. And we haven't been doing that. And then what happens is it puts a lot of pressure on your pitching staff. And one little mistake here or there on your pitching and defense, and before you know it, instead of, you've been going along great and you're winning 1-0, and all of a sudden you look up at the board and you're down 2-1, and they tack on an extra, you're down 3-1 in the 7th inning, and you feel like you're down by 20 runs, and you lose. And this is what happens when you feel a little snake bit, your offense is not doing enough, and then you start putting pressure on yourselves. And I've been doing this a lot of years, and I've seen this happen to a lot of teams through the years. But I also feel very optimistic that we can turn this around, and we just got to do a little bit more and get a little bit better. And I know everybody's frustrated. Hey, I'm frustrated. The players are frustrated. The fans are frustrated. But we still got a lot of season ahead of us, and a couple of good wins, and we can turn this thing around. And we still believe we can do it. And last night was a very positive day for us. The
right.
Kids feel better about it. We had a good day of practice today. We're gonna head to Lexington tomorrow. We're gonna practice tomorrow night. And then Friday night, we're going to go out there and let it rip and hopefully get ourselves a good win.
And, Coach Bernard, explain to the fans also, because you've been able to hit the long ball. Now, it depends on the game and the occurrence, but it does, how you pitch to a batter. But I thought this was interesting when I read LSU has 7 homers against SEC teams, and 5 of those have been solo shots. I know you want those ducks on the pond, so to speak. You're like, man, well, if we can jack those homers when we got runners in scoring position. But then you pitch differently. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. But we haven't had that many ducks on the pond. That's the problem,
okay,
too. when you're hitting 201 in conference games, you haven't had that many runners on base. We only had 4 hits a game in the 3 games against
Vanderbilt.
And that, a lot of that had to do with the quality of the pitching that we were facing. So, but you're right, Bobby. I mean, if you're getting base runners on, a lot of times, against the good hitters, that pitcher's not just laying a fat one in there. That a hitter can hit out of the park. And that's what we explained to our hitters, too. Like I mentioned, we've had 3 different games where in the first inning we've had a runner at third base with less than 2 outs, and we've ended up not even putting the ball in play, and we've gotten a strikeout. Well, the hitter has to recognize that situation, and he's not going to get a fat one. He's got to be ready to put a curveball
right.
in play. You even just put a ground ball out to shortstop, it gets the run in. You can't wait for the pitch that you can put off the scoreboard and hit a 2-run homer, because you're probably not going to get that pitch. The pitcher's going to pitch you differently. I know when we're pitching and there's a runner in scoring position, you're going to throw a slider down and away and try to get the hitter to chase that pitch, or you're going to try to jam him, or you're going to try to make him hit the pitcher's pitch. So you got to be aware of that as a hitter. And you've got to adjust your approach, and we haven't done a good job of that. And that's coaching, and it's getting players to think that way when they go up to the plate. But that's why you see a lot of solo homers. LSU's not unique in that. Most home runs that are hit are solo home runs, because that's when pitchers are going to challenge the hitters the most and give them pitches that can be hit for home runs.
LSU coach Paul Manera here on Sports Talk. And coach, you mentioned fans being frustrated. What do you make of the fans that, and it's few, but some that are questioning you as the coach of this team?
Well, I don't know how you answer a question like that, Christian. I'm not really privy to those comments, so why don't we just pass on that one,
Very
okay?
Well. Very, yeah, no problem at all. Getting Giovanni Giacomo today, what does that do for you guys?
Yeah, he provided a spark for us last night, and he hit a double off the wall, gave us an early run, two-out double. That was great, got us off to a good start, and put us in a good positive mindset.
Well, Coach Manera, listen, I had my the button on mute, but I can tell you right now, you better watch what you wish for. I don't know how long Coach Manera wants to coach, but if you're ready to run Coach Manera out of town, listen, what if he go to Alabama and turn Alabama's baseball program around? No, I'm not saying anything, because this is sports talk. We have fun with all this. I look at Alabama's football team, their basketball program. They would love to have their baseball program to be in the level to compete with football and basketball. So when all you LSU Tiger fans want to run Coach Manera out of town, what are you talking about? We in the heyday. We're not dealing with, what's his name, Turtle? Turtle Thomas, what was his name? Whoever that guy is. Yeah, come on. We have the coach that LSU needs. And what's going to come about? So, listen, I'm not being a homer with this. Coach Manera and I, we don't have a personal relationship. I'm just acknowledging I know baseball greatness. When you view it as a fan, when you look at Air Force, you look at Notre Dame, what you accomplish. So, Coach Manera, I don't know how much longer you want to coach, but a lot of fans got to watch what they wish for, because I think you're amongst the best ever in college baseball history.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Listen, you guys, you can talk about this stuff when I'm not on with you. Okay?
No, Coach. Listen, the bottom line is that Bobby and I are Bobby and I are very big Paul Manera supporters. That's the truth. And there's some fans that don't have it in perspective, and we get a little frustrated from time to time.
Okay,
so we
get frustrated because I know Paul Manera knows what he's doing. Les Miles didn't know what the hell
right.
he was doing.
Let's
no, I'm just telling you.
I know.
I know who knows what they're talking about and who doesn't. Come on.
Let's get back on
track.
I mean,
Coach Manera's not going to comment on that. But that's why when I make a statement, it's not just making a statement. It's like research involved.
Coach, Kentucky this weekend, what kind of challenges do they present you?
Well, they got a good team, Christian, so we're going to be ready to go. They got a very balanced team, and they've got everything going for them. So we're ready for them. We're going to go out there and give it our best effort.
And now, Coach Manera, when you look at the SEC from top to bottom, you can have maybe expectations you live up to that or maybe not so much. You look at Vanderbilt, obviously living up to expectations. Florida has struggled somewhat. When you look at it top to bottom, you look at the Ole Miss Rebels, even promoting come to an Ole Miss baseball game in Oxford as far as the tourism and all what occurs there. But this is great for baseball, to me, to have this kind of atmosphere throughout the SEC if that's the case.
Yeah, the SEC is one of a kind. Everybody's very passionate about their baseball programs and, makes for a very good conference right across the board. Everybody's got a good team. There's passionate fan bases, great facilities. It's what makes the SEC special. Also makes it very difficult to win games because everybody's good, and that's the challenge that you face, and, it's good for the game.
LSU coach Paul Manera, good luck this weekend against the Wildcats.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Coach Manera.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.